your little tree of fruit's going to be pretty small. But when you partner with that with joy, joy is contagious. Have you ever heard someone laughing in a crowd? You start laughing. Sometimes I laugh at them, but usually it's because it's contagious. And I feel like that as we partner with the Lord with joy in our gifts, that not only is it going to make a contagious atmosphere, but other people are going to catch it. Other people are going to catch that gift because it is so contagious. So whatever you're doing, what's the verse that says, whatever you do, do with great joy? What's the actual verse? Do you know? Okay, get out your Bibles. Let's read our Bibles for the next 30 minutes. I don't know it either, but I think that as we really partner with joy in everything that we do and we take a stance of that, that the creative power is going to multiply in that very thing. Okay. All righty. What time is it? Do you know? 2:40? What time is this till? 4? 3? Midnight? Just kidding. Okay. Tell you something I've learned. Can't take life too seriously. Not take it seriously, but be serious. Because I think the second that you, Bill has, well, he's the freaking king of one-liners, of course, but he says, any situation in your life without hope is under the influence of a lie. I could be done right there. There you go. But I think it's really similar. I think it's the same as joy. I'm walking that out in my own life with finding, you know, like I said, finding the joy. But this is my journal. Does anyone in this room not have a journal that they contribute into? Do you all have journals? Oh, please, sir, go buy a journal today. Start your journey with the Lord. Okay, so this is the second phase of what I want to move into for the second half of the time. I would love for you, while you're at this conference or in the near future, to create a journal starting now in your life. I feel like that there is such a power in writing down your history with God.